the visitors who are travelling around need to be able to find where they're going and find, more importantly, interesting activities or businesses or attractions that they can go to. And nowadays, people aren't reliant on guidebooks. They want to have the information to their hand. One of the key elements of the app is this nearby function. Someone can be perhaps based at Schlieve League, you know, have gone for a lovely brisk walk and then go, okay, where would I find a coffee shop, you know, to get that cup of coffee or a nice warm bowl of soup or some music in the evening, wherever it may be. And by having this app with them, they can find it out and know what's nearby. So it gives that whole opportunity for more and more businesses to actually get in the hand and minds of visitors.
There's also a facility here for local people to put in their own advice and a list of, as it's described, hidden gems shared by local people.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we've populated with a selection at the moment, but that's going to grow as seasons come in as well. You know, some things are more important at different times of the year. And we're working very, very closely with the businesses all along the Wild Atlantic Way. And we have a team of Fáilte Ireland people there who are working basically hand in glove with them to make sure that the experiences and events that are on, you know, live up to the proposition so that the visitor experience is what they're expecting.
It also gives the opportunity to people to download the app before they travel to Ireland, give them a chance to do their research, to get itineraries in their minds.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've developed it mainly with an in-holiday tool because it doesn't have roaming in it, so that means because there's some areas, unfortunately, down the route that doesn't have great coverage. But naturally, people will also use it as a planning tool. And I suppose there's also the important bit of being able then to share where they've been when they're there as well, so that they encourage more and more to come along and to visit the Wild Atlantic Way.